to public comments.
There you go.
Should have waited.
John?
Hearing none, I'll ask for the adoption of the agenda as identified in the packet.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Carried. Thank you. Next item is the adoption of the November meeting minutes. The board had an opportunity to look at minutes. If so, I'll entertain a motion to amend or to approve.
I move to accept the minutes as written.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Consent agenda. I don't know why we put this on the consent agenda, because you always bring it up anyway.
For double transparency, I guess.
The board has one idea of what a consent agenda is, and the staff has another one. So, I'll ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda, even though you'll be hearing about it later.
I make a motion to approve that motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, staff report.
So, you will be hearing about it now.
There we go.
Okay.
Promise, Dan.
I don't know why I didn't bring this up. Okay. Oh, nope, that's what I'm on. I got distracted. I apologize. Okay. Okay. We posted to our social media pages about the meeting minutes being posted from the last meeting, the meeting agenda being posted, and we shared the images from our board meeting of the WCCC vice president and the students receiving the check for the line program. We didn't have any media this time. It's the end of the year. We don't have any grants requesting payments at this time. We did get an update from the Grand Junction Fire Department that they are ahead of schedule, and probably by the end of next spring, they'll have all their paperwork and everything done for their grant ahead of schedule. And as far as I know, they're still going to be under budget.
How much is hanging up there?
It was quite a lot that they got a bid under for. We had granted out to them $123,000, and I think their quote came in at about, was 119? I'm forgetting now the numbers.
It was quite a bit less.
It was quite a bit less, because they'd emailed us to ask us if it was going to change the amount that we gave them, and we never gave them a full 70% anyway, so it didn't affect the grant amount because their bid was so much less, which was good. So we should be getting some more of that money back.
Cool.
Our invoices are for Dufford, Waldeck, Milburn, and Crone for $599, and Dusty Reimer for $3,774.98. And our upcoming events are the January board meeting scheduled for January 15th. Our budget due date, which was January 31st, 2020, but it's already been submitted, so we're ahead of the schedule. And we get to open our spring grant cycle on February 1st. So, if you guys are still good with meeting the third Wednesday, or do we need to look at maybe changing that for the year? To the second Wednesday again, or?
That works for me. I've got it down. But.
Either one's for me. I have a mandatory bank meeting in the morning of both days, so I make sure
okay.
I'm here. So either one works for me.
The second, sometimes I'm in Denver on that second Wednesday.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right, because I remember that's why David had asked to change it to begin in the beginning. So.
Which, is there one that works better for you, John, or not? The second or the third?
The second
or third Wednesday.
My AGNC has been a conflict lately. Where are we at, the second one or the third one?
We're on the third.
Third.
Mm-hmm.
We almost have our AGNC, I think, the third Wednesday.
So it's better for you to move it to the second?
I believe so, most of the time.
Where are your AGNC meetings? Are they in Tampa?
Because Quint, your meeting is in Denver, right?
It is.
Okay. And I think, John, your AG and C meetings are throughout the Western Slope, right?
They haven't posted it on my January calendar yet, but I think it's the 31.
You know, Lauren, here you go.
I'll see if they put it on the internet yet.
Where is the 3 o'clock on?
So we'll leave it with the third unless, and if it's a problem, I'll just kind of let you know.
Okay. Do we want to keep the time at 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock?
Doesn't matter to me, I'm here.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Two is good most of the time.
Okay.
It helped out with AG and C, because then if it was the same day, I could, 3 would probably be better, but let's get that straightened out.
Okay, so January 15th at 2 p.m. Okay?
Good.
See you guys next year. And I believe, Craig, you're...
Yep.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right.
My term is up in January.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Yep. You might take care of that.
You gonna run again?
It's a good question. That's an option.
You only got a month, make your mind up.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. That is my presentation.
Cool. Financial.
Financials. So we have $872,562.36 in our bank account. In the permanent fund, we have $1,626,905.44. And that's after the $100,000 that we put in to the permanent fund. Our grants payable are at $189,476. All of our expenses were pretty normal. We did have the grant that we paid out last month. They didn't use $108.35, so that went into the unused forfeited grants amount. Legal fees and contract services. The two outstanding grants that we still have are the Grand Junction Fire Department and the Town of Palisade.
What's the Palisade one?
They got a brush truck.
Oh, yeah.
$63,000. Mm-hmm. And then the last page there is the budget to actual numbers. So we're still tracking good through November. I don't anticipate any problems meeting the budget. So I'll see that we'll need to revise the budget. Are there any questions?
I'll entertain a motion for the approval of this financial report.
I make a motion to approve the financial report as presented.
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Mapp.
As of closed yesterday, the market balance of the Fort Worth was actually about $25,000 higher. And what she just showed there, so we're at 1.651, right? We're really right on the cusp of our max equity allocation. And the last time I was here, which was a couple meetings ago, so I apologize for missing one, but we're more like 56% equity, so we're a little under allocated, but I figured let's wait and see what markets do, and if there's a downturn, there's a revenue environment. Rebounds are cheaper, and the opposite happened, which is why I'm trying to not choose sides on that game. But so now we're actually right at 59% equity. The question I'll put to the board is basically, how much leniency do you want us to take with leaving that? I guess with if there's more up movement and we cross 60%, is that a hard deadline, or do we have to say a quarter or some amount of time to say okay, let's rebalance this? I mean, given that markets are going to fluctuate.
Joe,
so we're pretty much right on the max right now. And I would recommend probably a quarter.
Personally, more, that's what I would say too.
Which also works.
Any tighter than that's kind of playing games with them all.
Yeah, I mean, we look at it every week, essentially. I'm running systems to make sure that it's where it needs to be, so I'll get notified, but it's like, why go and trade and do things if it's, you know, $100, $200, or $1,000? I just, okay, I have it. Good, so then I guess that's the main update on the portfolio, but, you know, it was about 2 months ago, Chairman Springer and I met, and we had lunch and just kind of talked through some of the strategy. One of the things that's pretty common is a strategy called direct indexing, where instead of using index funds to get allocations, we use individual stocks or securities. And we discussed kind of the pros and cons of doing that. The benefits of it are taxes, which really don't apply to us here. That's the big one. And then you can lower portfolio expenses by essentially kicking out the expense ratios. And I guess the third kind of, this is in order, would be that we can make more active tilts if we want. Like if, say, energy's kind of out of favor right now, we can kind of tilt towards energy instead of choosing a total broad market fund. But I think having thought it over, and I appreciate you guys giving me the leniency to make these decisions, but I think it's just probably not worth the complications in the portfolio at this point until we get bigger. I mean, the expense ratios are incredibly low right now anyways. So if we were to eliminate those and use individual securities, I mean, we're really only saving maybe $500 to $1,000 a year. But it might just complicate it so much that it might not be worth it at this point. So,
how much bigger do you think the portfolio should be before you'd consider that again?
I guess I could turn the question to you guys too, because it's really the expense savings is the primary reason we do it, right? So it's like, well, for, you know, for $500 to $1,000 a year and lower expenses, but you do take some risk there. So Chairman Springer again brought up some good points that there's risk in the effectiveness of the replication, right? And that the securities we choose that are not an exact representative sample of the total market, and you end up deviating from the market performance, and that's the risk, that's the downside of doing that. So I feel like we probably could do it pretty, with a high degree of confidence, we can replicate with $1 million in equity, which is about where you guys are at. Especially it got a lot easier now that all the banks and brokerages just waived trading costs, right? So that only happened in the last few months. And that was the big hurdle to doing this, where you really had to have big accounts, you know? The limiting factor now is actually fractional share trading, right? Because really anybody can do it. I mean, you can do it in a $5,000 account, but the problem is that they don't allow fractional share trading is efficiently. So as soon as that innovation happens, that'll be what most people do, probably drop expense ratios. But I think it's not a hard line, I guess, to answer your question. So, you know, I think if you have a $10 million portfolio, I think it's like, we're probably paying, you know, $10,000 or $20,000 a year more than we need to.
Sure.
That we could save $1 million, you know, anywhere. We're talking $1,000, so it's not that pressing. It also depends on the composition of the portfolio, because the total market U.S. equity fund you're in there has a 3 basis point expense ratio. Or you're in two, you're in Spider and you're in the Vanguard, but between the two of those, their average is three basis points. I mean, it doesn't make it like very compelling to say, hey, let's replace this until you have a lot of money. So,
okay.
Yeah.
You'll probably double what we're at right now.
Next year?
I say double. When we get, you know, closer to $3 million.
Oh yeah.
As far as dollar amount. Mm-hmm.
The one more thing I guess to note is your account is custodied with TD Ameritrade, and if you've seen the news, they just recently entered into a merger agreement with Charles Schwab. I've had a lot of questions from clients about the impact of that, and I actually see it as a net positive. I mean, Schwab TD is really the leader in providing custody services to registered investment advisors, which is what our interaction with them is. Schwab is the bigger organization, so they have their own funds, they have a lot of different departments that TD doesn't. So Schwab will take over TD Ameritrade, and your account, you guys don't probably see that much anyways, but it'll be the TD Ameritrade statements would go to Schwab. My firm is big enough, we use our own reporting software, so you actually don't see those much anyways. But really, I think it'll be a net positive in things like dropping the trading commissions, having access to some funds that I think can actually go to 0 basis points. And we really never need to, yeah, to replicate in this account because there's no tax reasons for it. So Schwab will do some zero, I think they're going towards 0 basis point expense ratios on some of their funds.
Wild to think about, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, they make, I don't know how much you guys want.
And how do they, yeah, how do they make their money if they don't charge?
But there's a lot of ways that, firms like that make their money. And it, like, so if you watched, if you followed the stock prices, as soon as everybody dropped, I mean, this is one of the most brilliant acquisition plays I've ever seen, the CEO of Schwab, because they were the ones who came out and said, no trading costs. And immediately everybody had to follow. And that dinged TD, E-Trade, Fidelity, all their stock prices went down by 35% in one day. And so that's scary to a lot of people, because they're like, oh, they get this amount of revenue from their trading costs. And I was like, oh my gosh, is this a buying opportunity? We bought a lot of TD across all our client accounts, right? Because I know they get a lot of, there's other revenue sources they'll be able to make up for that. So the 695 was one method they would get paid, but they also have exchange agreements, they have spreads on the trades. There's a lot of ways they'll route orders to different places. And then just sell their order books to people. And they can make a lot of money on that. So they don't really need the trading commissions. And so, you know, this is one of the few times I did make a direct call, but we were right, and their stock went right back up to where it was. And it was at 35% in a month, you know, 2 months. And it got even better once the acquisition price was higher than their original, right? So they're requiring $52 a share now. So their stock price went from 48 to 30, back up to 52, all in like 2 months. So they'll make money other ways. They're fractions of a cent per trade, right? So when they route an order to an exchange and they favor one exchange over the other, that exchange is paying them basically, you know, like 1/100 of a cent for each order of transact or something. But these guys are doing, I mean, billions of dollars of trades every day. So they'll make money. Yeah. Money markets is another one. You know, we're good about that because we keep, you know, 0.3% is our average firm's cash balance in money market. But your average advisor, actually, I was very surprised to learn this, is 4-5% is what most advisors, because they're not up with the trading and they're not as efficient at keeping cash invested. So your average advisor will have a $200 million book, that 5% of that's in cash, is $10 million in cash from the bank right there. Right? And that's my firm, they have hundreds of them or thousands of them. There's a lot of ways on that. So, sorry for long up.
You don't like what you can do.
Anything from that?
No.
I'll entertain a motion to approve this report.
Move we approve Matt's report.
Second.
Move to second, and all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thanks, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Upcoming bills include Philadelphia Insurance.
That's on the consent agenda. Yeah, those are just the upcoming things that we'll be looking at the first of the year. SDA membership dues.
Okay. Do we buy that insurance from Home Loan Insurance?
We do. It's Philadelphia Insurance, and we go through Ann. Yeah.
Well, I will recuse myself from having anything to do with that. Okay. But, and if you gentlemen would like to have that insurance bid somewhere else, please do so.
We don't have to.
We
don't
can
skip,
still
yeah.
use the room.
Yeah.
Even though we're not buying insurance.
the board insurance. Yeah. Yeah. It's not due until like next year, but it's upcoming. Those are the ones that'll be upcoming.
Well, when I'm on this board, we need to be really careful with that.
I would assume that Home Loan bids that out to several companies, and I just work with one company. So
I work in the banking division, so I don't.
Yeah. Home Loan is a.
You have a Chinese wall between the two.
Home Loan is an independent broker, so they would bid that out to several companies.
Right. And who we have? Yeah. Who has gotten it the last few years is Philadelphia.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. I'm sure. Just ask them to make sure they did that out with several companies, but
right.
I would assume since Home Loan's an independent broker, they're gonna bid it out to five or six companies they work with. But
okay.
I wouldn't be concerned about that.
Okay. Anything else?
John?
Okay. So is that it, Dustin?
Yeah, that's it.
Is there any unscheduled business? All right. No, we'll wish everybody happy holidays, and I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Meeting adjourned at 3:23.